I said, what would it take to get it to level 10? I mean, well, you had to have it right now. And he said, well, gosh, I really just don't want it that bad. I said, I know, but if you were going to be there, what would you have to imagine? What would you have to think? What would you have to feel? And he thought for a while. And again, I got him to think of this quality of wanting something that bad, wanting something that much. And then I got him to quantify what would have to happen for him to feel those feelings. And he thought for a while, and all of a sudden his eyes got really big. He reached out and he said, I got it. And he reached out and grabbed the drink back out of my hand and started to yank it out, trying to open. I said, stop. I mean, I wish I hadn't videotaped. It was so cute. I mean, he wanted it right then and there. He was totally associated. I took it back from him. I said, what are you doing? What happened? What'd you do inside your head? He said, I thought about the fact that it's the last one. I thought, interesting. Scarcity again. Scarcity is where we are when we feel like we got to have it right now. And you know what? With almost every person there, to get them to plus 10, usually it was this tremendous focus on how delicious it was, but also the fact that there wasn't very much of it. Isn't that interesting? So you might say, Tony, so what's the lesson? Make myself scarce so people find me more valuable? No. But be aware that our fear of loss, that's what scarcity really is, right? The fear of loss tends to drive us. And while I was sitting there, as this began to hit me, I thought, this is really interesting. I can remember a couple of weeks ago coming to the studio, the night before I'd been working all night long. I never stopped for dinner. I went to sleep. I got up on very little sleep the next day, went into business meetings. And by the time I got to the studio, it was 6 o'clock and I had not had anything for almost a day and a half. And I remember on the way to the studio, I started to freak out thinking, I got to have something. And sure enough, I felt like I had to eat almost anything at that point. I just need to get something in there because boy, if I didn't eat now, I may never eat again. Real logical, huh? But that's how many of us think. The truth of the matter is the food will be there tomorrow, just like those cookies. When we finally had enough of them, we knew they were going to be there forever. They weren't so desirable. We didn't overeat. We didn't have that same urgency. Now you might say, well, Tony, so what are you doing? Teaching me to increase my urgency? Yes. I want you to know how to increase your urgency to, for example, commit yourself to exercise. I want you to know how to increase your urgency for enjoying anything you do. You know, too many of us in life do things and we don't enjoy them. We do things every day. And yet we don't thoroughly enjoy everything about what we're doing. And you know what? Whether we enjoy something or not, whether we're having a peak experience or not, comes down to the fact that we have not decided we're going to have a peak experience and we have not decided what do we have to do to make it a peak experience. Most of us never set that clear goal. Our goal is to achieve something, but not necessarily to feel the joy along the way. Now you might say, well, where are you going with this? Well, let me finish the urge management and I'll tell you, okay? You know, let me show you something else that's equally important. Is it important in life for you to be able to lower your urgency, to lower your desire for things that maybe not be so great for you? The answer is obvious, isn't it? So I then turned to each of these same people and I said, okay, wherever you are, I want you to lower the intensity. I want you to get it so you don't like it as much. In fact, I took the little boy with his soda and I said, okay, make it a zero. He said, I can't. I got to have it. He was still in state, which reminds me, if you really get where you got to have something, the first thing you got to do is break your pattern. Have you ever been in that place where you feel like you really got to have something, you got to have it now, and something distracts you, something gets your attention, and you know what? If you get caught up in something else, you lose the urge, don't you? It doesn't last forever. So I broke his pattern, teased him a little bit, asked him some questions, and finally said, okay, go to zero. He said, okay, no problem. I said, how did you do it? He said, well, I just thought about the fact I need to get my homework done, and also, there's this great program on TV. Ah, interesting. I began to look for patterns. How do we take ourselves from having to have something to changing? One way is to change our focus. Focus on something else. I said, okay, well, now that you're a zero, get yourself where you think about the pop again, but you're at -2. I mean, where it's not just neutral. It's like, you don't want it. It just makes you think, yeah, this is terrible. I don't want to put this in my body. I don't want this. This wouldn't even taste good. What would it take to get it to -2? He said, oh, I can't do that. These things are too good. You couldn't get it to -2. I said, I know you can't, but if you could, how would you do it? And he thought for a while. I said, come on, you can do it. Sure enough, since I didn't let him off the hook, he came up with a way. And he began to think. I said, okay, are you there? And pretty soon he went, yeah. And you could see his face kind of start to frown a little bit. And I said, what'd you do? He said, well, I thought about it being really warm and kind of like when somebody opens it up and they've left it out and it's kind of flat. I said, oh, that would make it -2 for me, too. Might even make it -5 for me. He said, yeah, I don't want that. I said, okay, now take it. So when you look at it and think of it, it's -5. He thought for a little while, and he went, okay, I got it. I'm there. And you could see he started to kind of scrunch up his face even more. I said, what'd you do? He said, I added lemon juice. I said, okay. Well, I said, is there another way to do it? He said, well, yeah, I could also add chili peppers. I said, what would it take for it to be -10? He said, if you put green beans in it. I thought, oh, that poor mom, she's trying to please his whole family, right? I said, okay. I said, is there anything else? He said, well, if I thought it would make me sick,